We're doing the Rabbeinu Yonah and Pirkei Avot. We're up to the third Mishnah. Antigonos Ishsocho Kiben Mishimon Atzadik. Antigone, the important person in the city of Socho, he received his tradition from Shimon the Pious. Shimon the Pious was the final member of the men of the great assembly. Shimon Atzadik, the righteous, not the pious, the righteous. Hoya Omer. Antigonos Ishsocho used to say, "Al tihiyu ka'avadim hamshamashin et harav al menat lekabel peras." Do not be like servants who serve the master for the sake of receiving reward. If we would translate the word pras that way, ela hevu ka'avadim hamshamashin et harav shelo al menat lekabel peras, or al menat shelo lekabel peras. But rather be like servants who serve the master for the sake of not receiving any benefit or payback, and may the fear of heaven be upon you. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah, Lefi she'en zo avodah shlema. If one is serving for the sake of reward, that's not a whole service. She'en oseh b'shvil raboach lekabel pras. He's not doing it for the sake of the master, he's doing it for the sake of the reward. So that's not the right way to do things. Ela, but rather, you should do it for the sake of not receiving reward. The question is, does it say you should do it for the sake of not receiving reward, or not for the sake of receiving reward? Meaning, should I think I'm not getting any reward, or should I say that's not the point of what I'm doing? Shelo yasa mitzvot bishvil apras. Don't do it for the sake of the reward. Even though you should think there will be reward to come. So there are two ways to read the Mishnah, the two different versions in the Mishnah. Some say the way it should be read is al menat shelo lekabel pras. You're doing it for the sake with the understanding that there will be no reward. But I think that the first version is really the prime version. Do it for the sake of not receiving reward. Because we find this, a real slave, he is obligated to do it whether he gets reward or not. And by the same token, we have to realize it is incumbent upon us to do it with the understanding that I will not get any reward and I have no way out. Oh, wow. Now we understand how Antigone's students went off the derech. If that's the way the Mishnah read, so then it's very clear that his students felt, hey, wait a second, no reward, I'm not interested. He didn't say there was no reward. He said your vantage point should be one of no reward. There will be reward, but you don't think about that. You have to think, I have to do it, and not because there's going to be reward. Ela mipnei chesed shegam lo kvar. A servant has to serve Hashem. We have to serve Hashem, not for the sake of reward, but rather because he already did enough kindness for us. And because he is so elevated and he deserves it, so to speak, it's befitting that I serve him. Ah, no one likes this. The students didn't like it either. Very tough thought. Think about how great God is, and you better do your service whether you like it or not. Think about all you owe him. And you better do it whether you like it or not. I don't like to hear that. I like to hear, oh, God's going to love you. God's going to pay you back. That sounds good. You're going to tell me you better, whether you like it or not, whether he pays you or not. You don't have too much of a choice. You owe it to him. We don't like hearing that. He is so great, you better do it. Go tell your roommate that. You better. So no one likes hearing that. But that doesn't mean it's not true. And that doesn't mean we don't have to work on that aspect of our Avodat Hashem. V'zoi Avodat Hashem Yitvarach Me'ahava. So this is that high level that we say serving Hashem out of love, Shnema v'avtat Hashem. Ve'ezo yavoda shlema b'vnei adam ha'otel shamesh o'avo m'vnei avato oto miyamim kadmonim. What's the true service? What's the perfect service? When you say, we have a relationship that goes way back when and I'm going to do it out of my love. Ve'af mim yada shelo yiten lo pras, even though I know you ain't going to pay me back. Your roommate left the room. He's gone to visit his parents in Chutzlartz. He left his bottle of grape juice precariously perched on the windowsill, and a wind came and knocked it down, and all his clothing got filled with shards of glass and grape juice. And you can say, who asked him to leave the grape juice that way? And you can say, I'm leaving back to Australia tomorrow. He's never going to know the difference. Did I see it or didn't I see it? He's never going to know if I did it on his behalf or not. And you can stop and bend down and clean off the glass and clean his clothing so that the grape juice doesn't seep in and fold them up nicely and go off to Australia and he'll never know you did him that favor. And he didn't even friend you on Facebook, so you don't even have a way of contacting him. So you're not going to have any contact with him. But that's real friendship. It's not about what I'll get out of it. It's about the relationship that's there already, or that should be there. That loyalty that should be there, even though he'll never know about it. And you will find yourselves in such scenarios in life, where people, where a boss comes and tells you, I want to talk to you about worker so-and-so. And you have an opportunity to be a true friend and you're never going to be able to tell him about that conversation. It's not in his interest, it's not in the boss's interest, it might be in your interest, but you won't.
What would you do?
Sometimes the boss comes and says, I want to talk to you about a co-worker's work. And you can talk positively about them. And you could do them a big favor and they're never going to know it. And there can be a lot of times in your life where you have opportunity to do favors where you'll never be able to take the credit for it.
Aren't you supposed to be honestly
to your... Yeah, I didn't say be dishonest. I could give you a lot of examples. That's a different question. But there are a lot of opportunities. Sometimes, I could give you many examples.
Giving the good referral was not as demanding for us, let's say, as the grape juice example with the clothes. That one's
right.
Really demanding.
It's demanding. It's taking time out. It's doing going the extra mile. It's waking up in the middle of the night, seeing the child fill the diaper, and saying, I'm going to change that diaper, even though when my wife wakes up in the morning, she won't know I did that. Fine. So you could pat yourself on the back, and the next morning you could tell her, oh, what a diaper I did last night. Right, you could. But then there are going to be opportunities where you don't want to, where you're never going to get the credit. But your actions should stem from the relationship that's already there, from the love and the connection that should be there, where you have chances to do it for your parents, and a child sees that his parent made a mistake in postage, or made a mistake in shopping, and they rectify it, and sometimes they foot a bill. I know of children who've paid off their parents' credit card debt and the parents don't know it, and the big favor is that the parents won't know it. The parent sees each month their credit card debt dwindles by a little bit and they don't know it, but suddenly, over time they think they've mastered their credit card debt. Part of the reason they're in credit card debt is because they don't have such a handle on their finances. But the kid is slowly, slowly taking care of their debt, and the big chesed is that the parents will never know it. And then he sits down and the parents tell him, I want to talk to you about finance. You should be making more money. And I don't... And he sits there swallowing his pride and listening and nodding his head solemnly. Hey, there are many stories. You will have many opportunities in your life to be a true friend. To take that former relationship and bring it to fruition. And that's true friendship. That's true love. Well, along comes Antigonos Ishtocha and says, you know what? Your whole life on this planet, you're obligated. You're in a relationship. You owe it. It's not about what you're going to get. It's about what you've already received. So you better invest. You have to work hard. No one wants to hear that. At least when I feel like I had my free choice, I cleaned up my friend's grape juice, I feel like I'm a good person. Look at me.
This really happened,
right? No, I made it up. I'm saying you will have such opportunities. It's at least in such scenarios, it's comforting because at least you think to yourself, "I'm such a tzaddik." With regards to Ribon Shel Olam, who wants to feel like I have to? We want to feel like we're big tzaddikim. Along comes Antignas Yisrocha and says, "You should have such a relationship where you do it. You do it out of the love that should be there already." Okay, that's giant. That's what Chazal say. His own students couldn't handle this Mishnah. But we should know the concept exists. And this is the love a person should have for the service of Hashem. And that's why Antignos right away said, and be a God-fearing person. You need that duality. A person has to serve out of fear and out of love. A servant who is faithful to his master because he appreciates his greatness and at the same time realizes that he could also punish him. That potential exists. He says, what is the higher level of yira? It's not the fear of the punishment. It's the fear of the one that created the world who can punish. Not because he will punish. It's not fear of the punishment. It's fear of the one who is great enough that he can punish. So this is a tremendous concept that the Rabbeinu Yonah is developing. He's saying, again, if you're doing it out of fear of punishment, that's like doing it for reward. And that's not what Antigonus is saying. Antigonus says, I want you to be on a higher level. I want you to do it because you owe it. I want you to do it because you have to do it. And when I talk about being a God-fearing person, I'm talking about having the awe of the one who is so great that he can punish. But not because of the fear of the punishment, because of the fear of he who is that great. Yeah? So that's a higher level of fear. Okay? So that's Mishnah Gimel.